Unit 1. A Woodland to Call Not My Own. Reading. On May 31st, 2002, our woodland here in Kurohime was designated as a Nagano Prefectural Trust, whose aim is to foster the rehabilitation of abused and neglected woodland. Through ongoing research and education, our goal is to restore the natural balance of the woodland and thus bring greater biodiversity. The C.W. Nicole Afin Woodland Trust, of which I am president, now comprises 30 hectares of mountainside, although I first started to buy land bit by bit in the 1980s. Some parts of it were little plantations of spindly conifers, but most was crowded mixed forest that had grown up after the slopes had been denuded of all trees, then abandoned. It was still bloody expensive to buy, though. Along with my forester from the beginning, Matsuki-san, even his wife would never dream of calling him Nobuyoshi, his assistant and numerous ecology students and small groups, I have spent years thinning out and replanting with many of the 50-odd tree and bush species that were there before, we know from asking the old folks who are still around to remember. These included mountain cherry, Japanese oaks, maples, beech, walnut, chestnut, and magnolia. A lot of seeds just spring to life from the ground, as if they have been waiting there for us to clear out the suffocating cover of bamboo grass. This has yielded a very satisfactory increase in numbers and varieties of flowers, birds, and insects, of which we have logged 900 species to date. Various wild animals, including bears, dormice, civets, ermine, weasels, foxes, tanuki, hares, deer, and even, recently, wild boar, also either visit us regularly or make the woods their home. One problem we have had to tackle is that many bird species need large, old, hollow trees to nest in. Pretty little birds like tits and nuthatches are well known for this nesting preference. However, large birds, such as the Earl Owl, also need hollow trees. The trouble is that all our trees are very young, and it'll be another 50 years or longer before we get one suitable for these birds to raise their young in. Therefore, we decided to try using boxes and ceramic posts as nests. I was delighted by the rate of occupancy of both the boxes and the nest pots, so the university graduates and myself involved in this project began to try them in the woods, numbering them and keeping a watch on them. Some people have tried to criticize me, saying nest boxes are not natural. Well, is denuding an area of trees and then abandoning it natural? By giving these beautiful birds a place to nest, they stay around the woods and also do a terrific job of taking caterpillars and other leaf and bark munching insects. A big headache in the woodland is mice. We get a lot of snow, and the mice have the habit of nibbling away the roots and stems of saplings during the winter, so they end up looking like sharpened pencils. They especially like young oaks. We've lost hundreds of these trees to mice, even trees 8 years old and growing straight and strong. Why, I don't know, but there seem to be fewer snakes, such as vipers, mamushi around, than there used to be. Perhaps one reason is the 3-slided concrete sluices they are putting in all over Japan. I know I've seen a large Ao Daisho being helplessly washed down the sluice that runs past our woods to local paddies, a sluice I hope to soon return to its natural state. Snakes eat mice and are very welcome. Owls, too, take a lot of mice, especially when they have young. So for 8 years or so, we had been trying out a nest box for owls. This year, the owl box was so dilapidated, we decided to remove it and go back to the drawing board. However, when Matsuki-san looked inside, there were 3 owl eggs. We consulted an expert and guarded the box zealously, as we have been getting reports of an increase in owlet poaching, thanks to Harry Potter. Our owls do not deliver mail. We are now very happy, however, to announce the safe rearing of 3 fine, healthy, fluffy young Earl owls, and we will increase the owl box housing available to them in the future.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Nick. We'd like to ask you some questions about Afon. The first question is, when was Afon Woodland Trust established?
It was established as a trust in 2002.
And how many people work at the trust now?
Of course, we have Mr. Matsuki, our senior forester, and then his number 2, Mr. Ishii. And then three people in the office, so five here in Kurohime, not including me, and two in Tokyo.
The forest is located in Kurohime, in Nagano Prefecture. How did you choose the location for this forest?
I came to live in Kurohime because my dear friend, the poet Tanigawa Gan, lived here. So 30 years ago, in 1980, I thought I'd try it for a year. So, and I'm still here.
So your friend introduced this area to you?
Yes.
When you established the trust, what was the main goal?
When I first started out, it was a dream to take a badly abused and neglected woodland and put it on the right path to becoming what it was originally, a virgin forest with massive trees, a place where bears could live and owls could fly. And I wanted to continue the use of the woodland in traditional ways, the Satoyama ways of using woodland, and to measure the productivity of the woodland, also to use the woodland for education and therefore research, and eventually for it to be a place of healing.
I know you live near the forest. What do you most like to do in the forest?
I most like to walk very quietly by myself, sit down beside a tree or on a rock, and just feel the forest being alive around me.